You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. All aboard for commentator Gary Joyner this morning. He has a history of the railroad.
Railroads are ingrained into the American psyche. They are found in every American city and along or near most major state and federal highways. Indeed, many of these highways exist because the railroad tracks were there first, and the need for the roads came later. Railroads and the American public have had a love affair dating for two centuries. Towns grew up at the intersections of tracks and roads, or tracks and streams. In Louisiana, Arkansas, and eastern Texas, the railroads took out the timber cut during the turn of the 20th century boom and spawned hundreds of towns during that boom. Trains facilitated rapid movement of people and goods as the rail network expanded. An entire way of life in this country changed forever. Before the railroads, the quickest and most economical way to move around America was by water. Steamboats plied all of the navigable waterways between the Appalachians and the Rocky Mountains. The problem was, of course, that the steamboats could only go where there was water. It was inconvenient at best to go from one city to the next unless they both were located along the same stream. If you wanted to go from St. Louis, Missouri, to Marshall, Texas, the route involved heading down the Mississippi River to the mouth of the Red River, then up the Red to Shreveport, then by wagon road another 40 miles to Marshall. Railroads meant that spurs could be added to additional locations, creating a spider web effect. The St. Louis and Southwestern Railroad laid a line from St. Louis to Houston, running through Shreveport. Another line headed east and west from there, cutting the travel time down from 2 weeks to 2 days. The major invention in the Industrial Revolution was the steam engine. The railroad steam engine revolutionized economies, transportation, and facilitated the movement of masses of people during the Great Western Migration. For the first time in the history of the world, overland transportation became inexpensive, fast, and efficient. Produce could be moved to markets before it rotted. Heavy loads like iron ore could be moved to foundries at a very low cost. People could buy a ticket for almost anywhere in the country from any other point. Eventually, steam gave way to diesel power, and we lost a little something in our collective memories. The high, shrill, soulful sound of the train steam whistle is rarely heard anymore. The blast of a diesel engine's horn just doesn't have the same effect. The railroads killed the steamboats because they could cut routes deep inland, far away from rivers and streams. The narrow bands of steel reached all over America. Eventually, highways, with their 18-wheelers, lessened the need for the railroads to haul freight. The roads had even more ability to go to places than the rail lines. What did the railroads accomplish in the opening of the West? They brought both coast and the massive central section of America together. They killed the great migration paths of the buffalo and led to the demise of Native American culture. They created great wealth for newly spawned cities along their routes. They also decided which towns lived and others would die because they had no rail access. A good example in this region is in Lincoln Parish, where the old parish seat of Vianna lost its population to the new upstart town of Ruston. Although Vianna exists today, it is only a village. A railroad came later, but the town did not grow. Railroads shaped the country, perhaps more than any other technology. They are a constant reminder that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. You can find him here every Tuesday morning, like clockwork, at 7:35.